A psychiatry professor at Yale stands before his students, armed with publications in the world's most prestigious medical journals. Yet he's grappling with a question that haunts an entire generation. Can evolution and purpose coexist? Samuel T. Wilkinson's journey began in the halls of Johns Hopkins Medical School, where the weight of scientific materialism pressed against his spiritual intuitions. What emerged wasn't a compromise, but a synthesis, one that earned praise from Francis Collins, who mapped the human genome, and resonated with readers drowning in what surveys reveal as an epidemic of existential despair. Despite our unprecedented material wealth, depression has become the leading cause of disability worldwide, and suicide rates have surged nearly 40% in 2 decades. We've mastered technology, but lost meaning. This crisis stems partly from what might be called the doctrine of randomness, the idea that we're molecular accidents in an indifferent cosmos, that our existence carries no more significance than a coin flip. Richard Dawkins famously declared us survival machines for our genes, while Edward O. Wilson insisted no species possesses purpose beyond genetic imperatives. For decades, this narrative dominated. Evolution operates through random mutations, producing outcomes as meaningless as lottery numbers. Modern evolutionary biology reveals a striking pattern. While mutations may be random, evolution's outcomes are remarkably predictable. Wings emerged separately in birds, bats, and butterflies. Camera-type eyes developed independently at least 6 times. C4 photosynthesis evolved independently 60 times across plant lineages. Cambridge paleobiologist Simon Conway Morris observes, "Convergence is ubiquitous. I can't think of anything which has only evolved once." Evolution resembles injection molding. Molecules move chaotically at the microscopic level, but the process follows predictable patterns constrained by physical laws and biological limitations. Evolution isn't a random walk through infinite possibility. It's a river finding its way to the sea, channeled by the landscape itself. This non-random nature, alongside complex systems like DNA, precisely calibrated universal constants, and the emergence of consciousness, suggests intention behind creation. We're simultaneously the most cooperative and most selfish creatures on Earth, a feature, not a flaw. Natural selection operates at multiple levels. Individual selection breeds selfishness, while kin and group selection favor traits benefiting relatives and communities. This creates contradictory impulses visible everywhere, from families to politics. The Enron scandal illustrates this balance gone wrong. CEO Jeffrey Skilling implemented a rank and yank system, pitting employees against each other in brutal competition. He believed he was harnessing natural selection, but fundamentally misunderstood evolution. His system maximized short-term individual selfishness while destroying long-term viability. Employees inflated numbers to survive reviews, building a house of cards that collapsed. Skilling's error was ignoring that selection operates beyond individuals. Successful organizations balance individual recognition with collaboration. This tension explains why we compete and cooperate, why societies balance personal freedom with collective welfare, and why we need both individual rights and social responsibilities. Research reveals our biological predisposition toward helping others. Felix Warnekin and Michael Tomasello showed that 18-month-old infants spontaneously help adults without rewards or prompting. Two 1864 shipwrecks on the Auckland Islands provide a natural experiment. When the Grafton wrecked with 5 men aboard, they formed a democracy, elected a leader, and made solemn oaths. After building an escape boat, their captain returned for those left behind. All survived. The Invercold crew descended into selfishness, abandoning injured crewmates. Of 19 survivors, only 3 lived. We often act altruistically, even anonymously. Donating blood, giving to distant charities, tipping servers we'll never see again. Indirect reciprocity explains this through reputation management. In Melissa Bateson's experiment, university students contributed 3 times more to a communal coffee fund when a mug displaying human eyes watched over them. We are paradoxically both the most aggressive and most cooperative species. Richard Wrangham argues humans achieved low impulsive aggression through self-domestication. Young children cooperate spontaneously and become less cooperative when external rewards are introduced, suggesting cooperation itself is intrinsically rewarding, wired into our neural circuitry. Humans possess contradictory mating instincts toward both promiscuity and monogamous pair bonding. Stanford primatologist Robert Sapolsky's framework illuminates this by comparing primate extremes. Species A shows minimal sexual dimorphism, widespread male reproduction, high paternal investment, and monogamy. Species B exhibits dramatic dimorphism, males twice female size, intense male competition, minimal paternal care, and promiscuity. Humans occupy the middle. Men are 10 to 20% larger than women, reflecting dual capacity for both strategies. While promiscuity maximizes genetic diversity, humans belong to the rare 9% of mammals forming long-term bonds. As human brains tripled in size, an evolutionary compromise emerged: babies born with immature brains requiring extended care. Mothers couldn't gather food and protect infants alone. Fathers became essential, their reproductive success shifting from mate quantity to offspring quality. Concealed ovulation promoted consistent sexual activity and stronger pair bonds. Our hormonal systems reflect this history. Oxytocin and vasopressin promote bonding, while testosterone and dopamine drive attraction and novelty seeking, creating the complex dynamics characterizing human relationships. Free will requires freedom, genuine alternatives, and will, mental control over action. While determinism challenges this, quantum mechanics reveals indeterministic behavior, and emergence shows how human psychology transcends deterministic constraints. Evidence confirms conscious thought causes action, mental practice improves physical performance, and implementation intentions dramatically increase goal achievement. The Harvard study of adult development tracked over 700 men for 70 years, finding relationships crucial to well-being. Martin Seligman identifies 5 well-being elements: positive emotion, engagement, meaning, accomplishment, and positive relationships, all fundamentally connected to human connection. Yet we sabotage important relationships by overvaluing economic and social status, devoting excessive time to career advancement while neglecting personal connections that provide far greater satisfaction. When adults actively engage in child rearing, their better natures emerge. Marriage transforms men through intrinsic motivation to provide and protect. Married men work harder, earn more, enjoy better health, and commit fewer crimes. Engaged fatherhood dramatically benefits children. Those from intact families experience fewer mental health issues, perform better academically, and rarely experience poverty. The evidence points to a profound truth. Our existence has purpose. Our dual nature, pulled between selfishness and altruism, aggression and cooperation, combined with our free will, indicates that life is a test between competing impulses. Forming families represents another fundamental purpose. Despite parenthood's sacrifices, it transforms adults into less selfish beings while providing profound meaning. Evolution has shaped us through principles guiding us toward loving relationships that transcend self-interest. Science and faith complement each other, offering different perspectives on the same reality. We are beings created for purpose, designed to find fulfillment in relationships of love and care. In a world selling productivity in pills and meaning in apps, we've forgotten the most powerful truth. We are not accidents, but architects of meaning, not machines, but beings capable of transcendent love. Your choices matter. Your relationships define you. Your purpose awaits not in distant abstractions, but in the people beside you, the commitments you honor, the love you choose to give. This is the good life, not found, but built, not given, but chosen, not someday, but now.